Hey guys, it's Val. I know it's been a while since I made an audio, but I promise I'm doing my best here and I'll keep them coming as quickly as I can. More than one way, if you know what I mean. enough flirting. For this audio, I've gotten a couple of requests for it. I can't remember specific people because more than one person has asked for this, but since mentioning that I was a phone actress for a little while. People have been really curious as to, what was the kinkiest calls I got and what was the, best stories, just the most entertaining things that came from that. So I figured I could, get on here and tell you guys a few stories. Some of them are kind of funny, some of them are kind of hot, and some of them are just like really fucking weird. So yeah, here we go. Okay, so first story was towards when I first started working, so it was probably with like the first week, probably like my fourth, fifth call, something like that. And I got a call from this guy, obviously. Most of them were guys. I did get one girl, but it wasn't super interesting, so I was like, whatever. But anyway, this guy, from the sounds of it, he sounded like an older guy, which most of them had that kind of voice, but I could tell this one was really old. And he didn't jump right into the sex. He actually, we talked a little bit. He sounded like a grandpa, he just had one of those really sweet grandpa-y voices, if that makes sense. Like, okay, for instance, whenever we were talking, he's like, "How are you, sugar?" It was really cute, but like, creepy because it was somebody's grandpa. But yeah. But anyway, yeah, we talked a little bit. He was trying to be sweet, and it pretty much ended with him wanting me to role play as one of his animals, like one of his farm animals. Like he wanted me to moo like a cow and like neigh like a horse and like baa like a goat. You know how farm animals sound, so I'm not gonna go through all of them, but yeah, I'm pretty sure that was the weirdest. But it was actually really interesting because he was really picky about it. I couldn't sound too much like an animal. It had to be like the perfect mix of like the animal and the human moaning. And like, okay, so what was it? I think I remember him saying, he's like, "Yeah, do you like when I tug on your udders?" And I was like, "Moo, yeah." Oh God, I can't believe I'm saying this. But yeah, that's pretty much what happened. I don't even know, honestly. It was kind of fun, and he got off from the sounds of it, of course. It lasted probably about 30 minutes, so I mean it was one of the like longest calls because you have to think, these people pay to get off, so they're gonna try to do it as quickly as possible because it's less money, that makes sense. So yeah, it was one of the longer calls, but it was really interesting. yeah. To this day, I can't look at a cow without feeling a little dirty. So, all right. Second story. This was actually one of my hotter ones. Probably the hottest, to be honest. There was this guy. I keep saying that. Yeah. there was this guy. He said he was like 21, but you know how that goes. He had a nice voice. He had a very sexy voice. Like, oh, it was delicious. Like, I would have paid money to have sex with that voice again. But he got on there and he was like, I don't know, I think he was a dom. Like, I feel like this isn't like some random, young adult guy that's like, "Hey, let's call phone sex." I feel like he does this often because he sounded like a professional caller. If that makes sense. But yeah, like, and he called, and I don't know, he just, his voice was so sexy, and he was just so confident. Like, some guys, or at least, like, most of them, I can say that. Most of them kind of had this hesitation to them. Like, they didn't want to go too far. They didn't want to, make me say something until they were already, like, well into the session. But this guy, like, he just went into it. He was like, "I want you to take off your panties right now." And I was like, yes, sir. And yeah, I mean, I always had kind of sub-dom tendencies underlying, within my kinks. But whew, man, that guy, he, like, honestly, oh, it was so hot. And I know it's crazy to say that I got so turned on by, just talking. But hey, I mean, that's why things like Gone Wild Audio exists, because people like hearing other people get off. But yeah, he was, God, I wish I had more details. This was like months ago. Let me try to think a little bit. Okay, so we started the call with like pretty much what I said. Like, he was like, I want you to take your panties off now. And I was like, yes, sir. And then he's like, now tell me if you're wet. And I was like, I lied, of course, because you have to. I was like, yeah, I'm soaking wet. But because he was so on it, he was just like, I don't believe you, but I'm gonna change that. And he just kept telling me to do very specific things, but like I actually listened. I did what he told me to do, and I mean, it didn't feel too bad. Like, of course, I know my body a bit better than anybody else, but his suggestions weren't too bad either. I mean, they were pretty good. After I did actually, just get wet from him just turning me on so much, I told him this and he believed me. We went on to the next part. He told me that, he was hard and everything, which obviously, but I don't know, I can try to remember how he s said it. It was really fucking sexy. I think he was like, so I was like, yeah, I'm wet now. And he's like, yeah, I believe it. I can hear it in your voice. He's like, can you hear how hard I am in my voice? And I was like, I don't know, say something again. And then, what did he say? Then he said, how about this? I think he told me to like come over and take a seat, and I'd be the judge of how hard he is, or something like that. It was kind of cheesy, like, in hindsight, but it was so hot in the moment. Yeah, it was just a really good time. Honestly, I wish I could be more detailed about this, honestly, but apparently my brain just doesn't work. Sorry, guys. Yeah, so that was that one. I never heard from him again. Like, we didn't, we're not actually, I was not allowed to give out contact information with any of the customers. It's just, it's for privacy and safety, crazy people. But he definitely would have been somebody I would have been interested in doing it again, because I don't know, it was ugh, so hot. Oh God, I'm getting a little wet just thinking about it. Fuck. Yeah. So anyway, that was my steamiest session. A little dom thing going on. It was pretty nice. Okay. So on to the next story. Okay, so the farm animal one was supposed to be my interesting story. Like, it was weird, but it was interesting. This one is more the actual, like, I actually laughed at the person, which is totally not cool, but I laughed at him anyway. So I was talking, and he was kind of shy. He was like, are you wet? What do you like to do? He's like stuttering a lot, which I understand. You're not, you're just trying to get off. It's understandable. Not judging you at all. But yeah, he was kind of soft-spoken. But after, I kind of agged him on a little bit, and I was, because that's part of your job too. As my job is to lengthen the call, like, as long as possible, because obviously that's more money, so it's kind of, budding forces there, with the guys trying to hurry up and the girls trying to make you stay longer, which is pretty much how every fucking relationship works anyway, because guys always trying to get off and the girls like, hey, let's make it last so I can get off, but enough on my little Oprah segment there. But anyway, after I egged him on, saying stuff like, "Ooh, are you hard for me? Oh, you're such a big boy. I wish I could play with you." And just like stuff like that, just like really vague but still sexy things. He finally kind of loosened up. He was going at it. He was like saying how much he wanted to like come on my face, and he's like, "Oh, I want to come all over those lips," because we have to like provide this like stock photo of ourselves or someone who looks similar for the website, so they can kind of get a feel for who they're looking at. I just did quotes, so I don't know. You guys can't see me. I'm stupid. But yeah, so the picture, she actually looks kind of like me. So I mean, it wasn't. I didn't feel like I was lying too bad. It's another like safety thing though. But it's like, "Yeah, I want to come all over your lips," and he was saying all these like really dirty things, but he was getting into it so much, like he was gonna blow any second. You could just hear it in his voice. He was like hesitant, like his breath was all rushed. It was hot, because I was, hey, I'm doing my job. That's what I'm here to do, get you off. So I didn't have a problem with this. Okay, so he's like, literally seconds from just fucking spewing everywhere. And the next thing you hear is a fucking door opening. You hear it opening in the background. You hear this like l this little like tiny like mousy voice. This like old lady voice. And she's like, "Peter, what are you doing? Oh my goodness, I can't believe what I just saw. My boy's penis." I mean, she didn't say it all at the same time, but like it was more like, she was like, "Oh, Peter, what are you doing?" And then he's like, "Oh, Mom, oh my God, oh my God, get out, get out. Don't look, don't look." And she was like, "Oh my goodness, I can't believe I just saw my boy's penis." And then he just like he's like, "Oh my God, I can't believe," and then he just hangs up. Oh God, that was hilarious. That is the only time during the entire thing that anyone's ever been walked in on. Like, goodness. But it was hilarious. I can't even imagine how embarrassed he was. Like, I can just picture this like poor little old lady walking in, seeing her like 30-year-old son jerking his dick at some 19-year-old girl over the phone. Actually, I was 18 at the time, so to make it worse, right? Oh God, but just poor thing, poor Peter. But yeah, I mean, I guess those are my stories, on those bases. I mean, honestly, if I'm gonna be honest, most of it was pretty boring. I feel bad saying that, but I mean, most guys were, they were had their eyes on the prize. They were like, I'm gonna tell her to say what I need to say. I'm gonna get off as quick as possible, hang up, whatever." But yeah, those three were definitely the most memorable experiences. Yeah, it's pretty intense, as you can tell. These things lasted 13 minutes. That's hard to believe, and it was only like three stories. Yeah, I don't know if I'm gonna put this on GWA or recordings. I haven't really decided yet. I don't know. I don't really think it's sexy enough for GWA, but then it's also kind of sexy, and I don't want to like give people in our recordings a heart attack. You know what I'm saying? I don't know. I could put it in both maybe, because I did. It was a little dirty, just a little. But yeah, so we'll see what happens. But anyway, I need to get the fuck off of here. I am talking far too much. But yeah, it was fun telling you guys my stories. And if this is for GWA, I promise, I'm working on something new. It will be sexy and such and all that greatness. And if this is for our recordings, I'll probably be back to that ranting about something incessant and, not at all important. That's what we do here in America. But yeah, I'm gonna go. God, I'm such a ditz. Thanks again for listening. If you stuck it out for this whole tedious, like, just time-taking 14 minutes, I just thank you. Thank you for that. I appreciate it. And I'm gonna go and, I don't know, probably just jack off with some moms and some cows and, doms. It's what I'm into. But anyway, I'm gonna go. Say that five times now. Bye. Thank you. Bye.